Good afternoon, boys. Please take your seats. I'm Headmistress Rose, and welcome to your first day at Free Use Academy, the nation's only college with an all-male student body and an all-female staff. Look around the room. You and your fellow classmates have all been admitted based on academic and sexual merit. Each of you possess a higher-than-average libido that would, at a traditional university, hinder your academic achievements. Here at the Academy, we harness that sexual energy, molding you into great men capable of providing invaluable contributions to society. Every fantasy, desire, and urge will be satiated, removing all barriers, allowing you to reach your full potential. I understand that all of you passed your prerequisite sexual preparedness courses with flying colors. Ms. Johansson gave each of you a glowing recommendation, though I'm told some of you struggle to grasp the finer points of consent. That won't be a hindrance for you here. In fact, it may serve you quite well. In addition to your extremely high testosterone levels, each of you possess a unique sexual talent, or talents. All of you are very well endowed, some extremely so. Additionally, many have shown remarkable oral skills. Others have virtually no refractory period between ejaculations. A few students are projected to break our school's records for daily ejaculation frequency. When I say we expect big things from this incoming class, I am not exaggerating. I trust you all have read the rules and regulations handbook that come with your first semester syllabus? Good. Today's orientation will reiterate key guidelines and answer any questions you may be unsure of. The primary and most important rule is, of course, all female staff on school property are employed to be sexually used in any way the male student body sees fit. And I do mean any way you see fit. Consent, as you currently understand it, does not exist at the Academy. And yes, that means if you want to get a little rough, or very rough, with some of the female staff, you may. It's encouraged, actually. I have graduated enough classes to know firsthand how much aggression young men of your caliber have stored up. The female staff are eager to help you release your masculine energy. Some especially like to be manhandled, spanked, and even choked. Others, a bit more hesitant, but I expect you boys will show them the way. There are no safe words on this campus. If a staff member isn't feeling up to performing her duties, she may call in sick. But once she steps foot on the school grounds, she is fair game. We only ask that by the end of the day, the staff is left in a functional condition to perform their duties. You've all had rigorous psych eval screening, so I trust we won't have any problems in that department. Just like our student body, the female staff have been selected and screened for their exceptionally high libidos. Many are nymphomaniacs who can no longer find employment at other institutions, and all are a vision of sexual health. Dress code for male students. The uniforms you are wearing are to be worn according with the handbook guidelines when not engaging in sexual activity. Outside of school hours, you may dress as you please. Female staff are to dress appropriately professional for their job description, such as myself, sensible flats, pencil skirt, and a well-tailored blouse or sweater. I know, I hate to disappoint you, but you're attending classes, not a gentleman's club. Besides, I believe that you'll find that ripping open the modest blouse of a world-renowned scholar is far more rewarding than attending class surrounded by G-strings and stripper heels. And you should know, Professor Gloria, her massive tits are truly breathtaking in anything she wears. Her class usually opens with an enthusiastic round of titty-fucking, just to get the inevitable out of the way. Female staff understand that their apparel may be damaged in the line of duty and are fairly compensated. So please, don't hold back. If you feel the urge to rip a teacher's clothes to shreds, embrace it. If a group of you decide to ejaculate all over your teacher's favorite cashmere sweater, leaving it soaked in cum, she'll thank you and a replacement garment will be in her wardrobe. Please be advised that while no sexual restrictions exist, not every staff member is equally experienced. Some of the staff will be mature, seasoned women capable of taking anything you throw at them, and perhaps even teach you a thing or two. while others may need to be broken in slowly and molded by a willful young man. Some staff you encounter might not be much older than yourselves. We find that providing variety keeps young men from getting bored. There may even be a virgin or two hidden amongst the staff for one lucky boy to deflower. I know some men like to make a game out of that sort of thing. So happy hunting. Physical attributes. Expect to find a cornucopia of body types to choose from. New hires are selected based on your internet porn history. The Academy is so keenly aware of that sexual interests grow as men do. If something awakens in you, please explore it. Expect to encounter women of all sizes, shapes, and nationalities. Your foreign language classes should be quite immersive. And remember, staff is not limited to just teachers. Counselors, coaches, gardeners, nurses, and cleaners are all ready to go above and beyond for your gratification. And don't overlook Molly in maintenance. She'll show you the real value of working with your hands. In fact, as you see our security officer on patrol today, ask her about the class of 2018. The boys had a little too much punch and were out for a midnight. Oh, well, Lydia tells it better. Just mention that she better know where the spare keys to her handcuffs are this year. Those boys sure got creative with her. Oh, yes. Excellent question, Andrew. There are no restrictions on ejaculating or coming inside of any of the female staff. With a few exceptions, all female staff are on birth control. And none of them can really resist a warm, juicy cream pie. The exceptions? Yes, a handful of designated staff fully understand they may be impregnated during their tenure at the Academy and abstain from all birth control methods. We find that many young men find the thrill of breeding a rewarding experience, and we wish to indulge every possible sexual desire. These unprotected women will be clearly distinguishable by their bright pink and blue scarves they wear. Consent is not required to ejaculate inside any of the unprotected staff, but you will be fully legally and financially responsible for the ramifications of exploring your breeding kink. Yes, Gary? Gary brings up an interesting point. On occasion, you may encounter female guests on the campus that are not staff. Guest lecturers, board members, recruiters, that sort of thing. These women will be clearly differentiated and distinguishable by a special identification badge and large yellow visitor stickers. In addition, any female on campus will be escorted by an Academy liaison. These designated visitors are off limits in every meaning of the phrase. Advance notice will be given to all students. We basically do everything short of giving them orange traffic vests and hard hats, so there's no excuses. If a visiting female on campus chooses to forego wearing said identifiers, then she does so with the full knowledge that she is subjecting herself to the same treatment as the regular female staff. A practice that's become more common in recent years. As graduates of the Academy have developed somewhat of a reputation, our female guests can't seem to resist experiencing for themselves. In these cases, I expect you boys to make our guests feel very, very welcome. On a related note, the Academy discourages family visits, but does not strictly forbid them. If a mother, sister, or auntie decides to remove their visitor IDs, your classmates may help themselves. Every few years, we have a student who can't refuse mother's pleading. Allowing mommy to access the freshman doors will result in her being passed around and used like a human fleshlight. We encourage even the most taboo fantasies, but be warned, you'll never look at mommy the same way after your classmates are through with her. One particular mother even went so far as to ask for a job application in the morning. She's actually still on staff as a housekeeper. Our students seem to enjoy her warm and nurturing energy. On a related note, the Free Use Academy does have a sister school on the other side of the county. The young woman there enjoys the same privileges with their all-male staff. After midterms, we organize a joint dance with our sister school at a neutral off-campus venue. The evening will provide you the opportunity to keep up your social skills with the opposite sex, as well as share and compare your sexual experiences with students of equal status. Any more questions before you Yes, Max. Well, I was wondering when one of you would work up the courage to ask. And the answer is yes. As headmistress, just like any other female employee, I 100% fall into the category of staff, and I am subjective to all free use privileges. But be advised, my campus office hours vary during the semester, and I doubt many of you will find me available. Should you summon up the courage to take advantage of my years of experience, please come prepared. I expect nothing but excellence from the young men admitted to Free Use Academy. Remember, as headmistress, I hold final say over your standing at the academy and possess the power to expel. In other words, don't try to fuck me unless you're confident you can satisfy the headmistress. Now, that concludes our orientation. Look at the time. I'm late for a meeting with the board. Boys, I believe you have a program to attend now? Well, I need you to stop blocking the doorway. Oh, showing initiative, I see. Lots of initiative. But I would expect nothing less. So much initiative bulging in those slacks. Okay, then. But look, I am a busy woman, so let's make this quick. I'm actually curious to see how you boys work together. Brian, oh, taking charge, I see. Normally I'd have a little nugget like you over my knee. But I can already see you know what you want. You boys could learn a thing or two from Brian here. While the rest of you are rubbing yourselves through your khakis, Brian already has me pinned up against this wall. And hiking up my skirt. Are you man enough to rip my panties off? Yes, you are. Pay attention, boys. Brian here is giving a perfect demonstration of how best to take advantage of a staff member in a time crunch. Your initiative will be noted, Brian. Oh, Gary, you trying to get a better look? Why don't you come down on the floor between my legs? You can lick his mistress's pussy and get it nice and wet for your classmates. Oh, yeah. Well, I bet you'd like that. Andrew, Jake. Oh, following Brian's example, I see. I'm gonna play tug of war with my sweater while I'm pinned against this wall. Oh, don't worry, boys. And mistress's tits are more than enough for both of you to suck on. Ah, yes. Rip my favorite fucking sweater off. Good, good. Oh, if you're gonna bite my nipples, then bite my fucking nipples, you babies. Oh, wow. God, Gary, you really are gifted. How the fuck is an 18-year-old so good at eating pussy? Oh, fuck. God damn, Gary. Okay, boys. Every cock in the room out now. Pants off. Let me see them. Wow. Look at all this hard young cocks all for me. Oh, fuck. Okay, boys. Don't fight. Save that energy for headmistress. Everyone's gonna get a turn to empty their balls on me or in me. You have to learn to work together. No one is making use of my very skilled mouth. Okay, Andrew, Jake, titty time is over. Pick me up and lay me face up on the desk. There you go. Good boys. Now, who here has never face-fucked a woman before? Come on, I know there's one every year. Step forward. Don't be shy. Samuel. Oh, looking at that cock, I can see why. Most girls would be lucky to fit the tip of that monster in their mouth. But I am not most girls. My head hanging off the edge of this desk. Why don't you take it for a test drive? I shove your thick young cock down my throat. Just so I... Why, Samuel? Now put it back and don't go easy on me. I'm the headmistress, not some shy little virgin. And Brian, oh, thank you for stepping up and fucking my pussy without being asked. The rest of you boys, form a line behind Samuel while he fucks my... Oh, fuck, Samuel. Oh, God, I love 18-year-old cum, especially when it's shot straight down my throat. Yes. Brian. Oh, fuck, you're so deep. Are you getting close? Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, get deeper. Deep inside me, Brian. Fuck. That's so much cum. So much fucking cum. Oh, I fucking love my job. Ryan, Samuel, get back to your seats and stroke your cocks. If you get hard again before I'm done with the other boys, you can fuck my pussy all over again. Oh, Gary. You're next. You were so good to my clit, Gary. Do you boys want to see Gary fuck headmistress in the ass? I think that's a yes, Gary. Oh, flip me over. I want you to. Ah, Gary, did you bring your own lube from home? Well, aren't you the Boy Scout? Prepared for anything? That's very sweet of you. That's not the biggest thing I've had in my ass. I want you raw, so just shove it. Ah, and... Oh, fuck, you're strong. No, I like that you're strong with me. This desk will break before I do. That's it. Fuck. Oh, fuck me, Gary. Pound my fucking ass. Oh. Any boy with a hard cock not in my ass, come jerk it off in my face. Max, Andrew, Jake, the rest of you. That's it. Slap me with your fucking cocks. Oh, simmer my face with your sticky tips. Someone's just fucking spit on me. Jake? Oh, well, fuck me, surprised. Didn't think you had it in you. Maybe you should spank me too. Spank my ass red while Gary fucks it. Oh, look at all these big young cocks in my face. Oh, I love the attention you boys are giving me. Oh, yeah. Jerk those cocks for me. Work those powerful loads out right on my face. That's it, Gary. Oh, yeah. Keep fucking my asshole like a cheap sex toy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fill me with your cum, Gary. Fuck it right up my ass. Oh, fuck yeah, scary. Oh, this is turning on, Jake. Seeing Gary's cum spilling out of my ass. Maybe that can be your cum one day. But right now, I want you to plaster my face. You want to do that, don't you? I can tell. I can always tell with boys like you. You want to shoot your load in the most disrespectful way possible. Yeah, that's it. Ruin my makeup, get it in my hair, and leave me a sticky, cummy mess. That's okay, Jake. I want it. Cover me in your cum. That's what I'm here for. That's what every woman here is for. They're here for all of you. They're for you to use, and we want you to use us. Fuck. Spank and degrade. Spin on any bitch you want, and she'll beg you for more. Oh, yeah. Oh, Every single slut hole in this campus is just waiting for you to show her what she's good for. Oh, yes. Good boys. Good boys keep coming. Every last... yes, all over me. Yes, you slap my ass while your classmates cover me with cum. Oh, fuck. Oh. So much cum. Wow, boys, I am impressed. Meeting? Oh, I don't have a meeting to get to. I just like to test the incoming class at orientation. You get to bond over gangbanging the headmistress, and I get to see how well you boys work together in the face of adversity. So, unless you boys have any use for me, I'm gonna get dressed and return to my, boys, where are my clothes? Boys. Yes, Brian. You'll be escorting me to my office? As I am. Naked, cum dripping down my face and out of my ass for the whole campus to see? Well, this class certainly is not lacking in self-assuredness. But if you boys really want to catch some eyes, you should give me my panties back. No, not to wear. That's right, Jake. Ball them up and put them in my... mm.